Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX. Chile stretches more than 2,600 miles down the west coast of South America. And in that stretch, you'll find mountains, a desert, ice fields, and vineyards. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley talks with tour guide Hannes Schunauer. He's originally from Austria, but now lives in Concepcion, about 300 miles south of the capital city of Santiago.
From your house in Concepcion, what are you looking at?
I'm very lucky. I live on a little slope or hill, and I can see the Pacific Ocean here from our home.
You're coming into your darkest day in South America. I mean, while in the Northern Hemisphere, we're going to celebrate the summer solstice soon, you're going to celebrate the winter solstice.
It's a short celebration, but nothing special. We had just a heavy storm and rainfall, but today, wonderful again with sun.
Can you tell us a little bit about Chile? First of all, we all know it's a long, skinny nation, right? But how long is it? I mean, from the very bottom of Patagonia all the way up to the desert.
In kilometers, we talk about 4,600 kilometers, coastline over 6,000 kilometers. We have from the north, the driest desert on Earth, the highest peaks in America, and the third largest ice fields on Earth.
You know, it also has some great literature. One of the things that I like doing when I'm in Santiago and Valparaiso is going to the homes of Pablo Neruda, who is one of the greatest writers in Chilean history. And really, it feels like that Pablo just went out for a cup of coffee. When you go into his house in Valparaiso, it's really bizarre and wonderful and very homey. And I really enjoyed that. And Valparaiso, by the way, for some reason, reminds me a lot of like Lisbon. You know, it has the cable cars going up and down, the little funky elevators that bring you up to the higher parts of Valparaiso. It's a sea, you know, seaport, major ones with lots of history. I found it to be really a beautiful place.
Yes. And people are willing to show the best of all the small places and hidden places that travelers can explore.
If somebody has, they're coming down from North America and they have 2 weeks, let's say, what would you say that they're going to fly into Santiago, correct? And then from there, what would you suggest that they see?
First of all, the Central Valley, it seems a little bit like California, the wine district in California. So there's a lot of wine area around Santiago. So it's a good start to visit the winery. There's the Pacific Ocean with Valparaiso. It was one of the major port in the last centuries before the Panama Canal was opened. The next step would be the driest desert on Earth. It's in the north, the Atacama Desert. And then to move south to the Lake District and the vast and wild Patagonia.
Well, Hannes, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, and look forward to seeing you down in Chile next time I get there.
Thank you, Matthew. It's been a great pleasure for me.
And should I say vielen Dank or gracias?
Auf Wiedersehen, gracias, and goodbye.
Hannes Schunauer is originally from Austria, but now lives and works as a tour guide in Chile. He spoke with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley.